Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our question and answer series, I finished with the first question, so let's start with question two today.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Now, the next listener has written this question, and again, these are very good. He says, "Sir, perhaps I misunderstood, but on sermonaudio.com, I heard a sermon titled, I'm Tired. And it sounded like Pastor Andy Bloom called Calvinism a wretched doctrine. If you believe that, then you disagree with some pretty gifted preachers, including Charles Haddon Spurgeon." And this listener signed their name, and so I answered their question. I said, "Thank you for your comment on the sermon, I'm Tired." Many times when I mention anything negative about Calvinism, people will email me calling me names and attacking my person, although I don't know them. You have given yours with dignity and a right Christian spirit. Yes, I did call it a wretched doctrine, as I believe any doctrine that is wrong is wretched. I have books by Spurgeon and other Calvinists from which I have gleaned some nuggets of truth. But I am not moved by the man who proclaims truth, rather by the truth itself. Yes, Spurgeon was a Calvinist, although he made the statement, "I'm a Calvinist in my mind and an Arminian in my heart." Now, I'm not an Arminian because I do believe in eternal security. I personally am a Biblicist. I could not call myself a Calvinist or an Arminian. Spurgeon also smoked a pipe. I don't think that makes it right because he smoked one. Paul rebuked Peter when he was wrong, although Peter is a great man of God. Nathan rebuked David, although David was a writer of many psalms. Now, I would not have the time to write my position, but if you are truly interested in my position as spoken from my lips, then you can go to our website at www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Search for these titles: Exposed, False Teaching Concerning Romans 9. There are two parts to that sermon, so you can listen to two sermons on that on Romans chapter 9. Also, Are Some People Chosen to Go to Hell? That one was featured on the main page of Sermon Audio just a few years ago. And then this one, also on Sermon Audio, was titled Classic Sermon in His Image. I have one titled The Doctrine of Election, which is in 5 radio program sermons from Ephesians chapter 1. Another title is Election, Rejected or Received. Again, that is Election, Rejected or Received. And that is an entire sermon on a Sunday on the subject. I have on our site 3 sermons by Mark Monte. That's M-O-N-T-E. His first name, Mark, M-A-R-C. And he has three sermons on Calvinism, and we posted that also on our centralbaptistocala.org and the one here, sermonaudio.com, Central Baptist. It's on both those, and they're sermons by Mark Monte on Calvinism. One of Monte's sermons is on Calvinistic misunderstanding. One is on depravity. Another on limited atonement. The other on sovereignty. Now, I'm giving you these to help you understand my position. If you can get your hands on the book by Andrew Telford, that's T-E-L-F-O-R-D, on Calvinism, he has addressed it with dignity, yet definite biblical evidence. Thank you once again for listening to the sermon and for making your comment of disagreement in a Christ-like manner. In Christ, I sign my name, Andy Bloom, Psalm 119, verse 105. Okay, well, that was good. You know, most Calvinists, when they write me, they call me names and attack my person, and they just tell me to read these books as if the books have more power than the Word of God. You know, this is one thing about Calvinism. They say you cannot understand it. Even if you are saved and have the Holy Ghost, you just can't understand because you don't believe in Calvinism. So what they're saying is the authors that write have a greater power to influence me than the Holy Spirit does using the Word of God. That is always wrong. That is even evil. But you know, Catholics back not that long ago, for many years, told their people, and they did for hundreds of years, really, not to read the Word of God because they could not understand it either. And so they picked up that Augustinian and John Calvin thoughts, and so that they could keep the people within their philosophy instead of biblical truth. Okay, let's go on to the next question. When were verses and chapters added to the Bible? When was the Bible translated into English? And when was the first Bible printed? Have you ever reviewed all this in your studies? Why, I ask? How were those folks from the Middle East, North Africa, West Africa, pagan Western Europe brought to a saving faith without any of this? The early church fathers had none of this at their fingertips. Not Augustine, not Luther, not Calvin. You claim to be an authority on the Bible, but you don't know any of the fundamentalistic theologians. I asked if you knew any, say from 400 to 1400. That there was not a printed Bible available, and thus you could not preach verse by verse back then. How did they do it? Okay. Now this, of course, is a very sarcastic question, and it is also the question of a scorner. And of course the Bible doesn't have much good to say about the sarcasm and scorning, okay? And this is one that has scorned. Now, many times I don't answer these like this, but I thought I'd answer this, and not with a long answer, okay, but just short enough to let them know that we still go along with truth above what they want to give us. So I put, due to the shortness of time these days, I will give you a very shortened answer. I'm not interested in the sin of debate and endless questions. The Word of God is God-breathed, forever preserved, Psalms 12, 6 and 7, Matthew 5, 17 and 18. The 119th Psalm states, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." It is a lamp unto my feet, that is, it shows myself. And it's a light to my path. It shows me the direction I should go. Now get this. The Word of God is the Word of God. Be it spoken or written, whichever form, it is the Word of God. In personal witnessing, I have led people to Jesus Christ by quoting the Word of God without ever opening a Bible. The failure is not due to a lack of printed translations, even from the Textus Receptus and the Masoretic text, which make up the Old and the New Testaments of the King James Bible. Everyone in the world in the garden knew God. The second time everyone in the world knew God is when Noah and his family came off the ark. Our responsibility is to witness the Word. Noah's family failed, as do we, to pass it down. Of course, those who rejected it also did not pass it down. That is why we should meditate therein day and night. God's Word, as it is spoken to men as they are, is the power that is accepted or rejected. Think of the late John McCain. What a difference in his life. He had many scriptures memorized, and he meditated upon them when he was a prisoner of war. Now let me just insert. John McCain didn't maintain a good Christian testimony. Okay, so I know that, so don't come back and say to me, oh, why are you using him? I'm just using the testimony he gave. So again, God gave his word exactly, even to the jot and tittle, spoken or written. When it is right and not corrupted, it is powerful. Only added or deleted things are that which God hates. In Christ, I gave my name again, Psalms 119:105. And I emphasize usually, if I do answer one of their letters, I usually answer it with a scriptures and use scriptures where they are using books and accusations. And they just, one way you can tell people that don't have a strong doctrine and a strong argument, they can't use the Word of God, they can't use fact, they have to attack your person. When they start calling you dumb and your education is bad and everything else, then that's usually a good indication of their spiritual immaturity. Don't forget, with Peter and John, all those well-educated men took note that they were ignorant and unlearned men, but they couldn't answer them, could they? And they couldn't withstand the power with which they spoke.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.